It's not men only anymore at the Augusta National Golf Club.
But the woman not equal to men.
We're back with my very special guest, Phyllis Diller. We're here at Resorts International Casino Hotel.
My body's in such bad shape, I wear prescription underwear.
I am like the cool teacher.
There's nothing cooler than calling yourself cool.
I finally just slept with my high school crush.
You gotta ask the question, how fat and dumb do our kids have to get before their teachers stop having sex with them?
I'm no school administrator, but there's an extension program going on in my trousers.
Oh, good morning. 602, Andy and Mel.
Hi.
It's going to be warm today, 88.
Wow.
Sunny, they say. Chance of rain tonight. You never know.
You sound surprised.
I heard it actually kind of rained down here this weekend.
Yeah, we had some rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was at on vacation, Everything's green.
Really?
Yeah.
Not fair.
And it wasn't even that far. I was 2.5-3 hours north of here.
Not fair.
I know. They live a charmed life in Minnesota.
I guess so. My lawn is actually green now.
After that rain?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was close to an inch. Not bad.
It doesn't look like it's dead and it's the desert.
I noticed when we got home on Sunday, the Big Sioux River crossing Cliff Avenue, it wasn't depressingly low. It was still low. Very low,
yeah.
But not depressingly low, where it looked more like the creek below my grandma and grandpa's house growing up. But yeah, so a little more rain maybe here. Yesterday, we had the story about how this winter is supposed to be pretty brutal.
Oh, really?
Because apparently there's an El Nino.
Oh, another El Nino?
Yeah, and that means wicked winters.
Great.
So.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
That's good news.
At least it's not a bolígrafo coming up.
What is that?
A pen in Spanish.
Oh.
Or even worse, a biblioteca.
What's that?
A library.
Are those the only words you remember from Spanish class?
Nope, I also remember cerveza.
Oh, cerveza. Is that bathroom?
No, that's beer.
Beer. Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Baño is bathroom.
Close enough.
Well, it's the only two sentences you need to know.
Yes, cerveza.
¿Dónde es el baño? And una cerveza, por favor.
Good job.
Yeah. Anyway.
Glad you paid attention.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I had 3 years of it in high school and another 2 semesters in college.
Oh.
Forgot about 90% of it
and
now.
And all you can remember are those 4 words?
I don't remember a whole lot, no. I mean, there's some words that I'll see and I'll be like, oh, I recognize that word and I can't remember it.
But you can count to 10 still, right?
Oh, I can count super high.
Okay.
I can count a little bit higher than Jackie can in English.
Oh.
So.
That's good.
Yeah. I can count to 100 for sure.
Okay.
Anyway. So last night, Sioux Falls Fire Rescue responded to smoke coming from a house on North Lewis Avenue.
Okay.
They got there. They found a fire in the kitchen. They got it put out within about 15 minutes. And everybody was able to get out. Even though they didn't have a functioning smoke alarm in the house. Sioux Falls Fire Rescue would like to remind citizens to check your smoke detectors.
It's important.
Just saying. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Okay.
In case you don't have a functioning smoke detector. It's one thing to have the decoration on the wall.
Right.
You know.
Because they're pretty.
And maybe you got it bedazzled or something.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But I know what Mel's putting on Pinterest today.
They probably already have some.
Well, I don't think that's probably a good idea because, you know, the glue would probably cause issues with the actual detector.
Why?
Well, I just painted in a room with a smoke detector and it ruined it.
Oh.
Actually, it was a carbon monoxide / smoke detector.
Okay.
And the carbon monoxide alarm started going off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crap.
When Jackie was a baby.
Hmm.
Like little baby.
Yeah.
Freaked me out pretty good. So, if you have smoke detectors, check them, and if you don't,
we used to
buy some.
Yeah, when we were in when I was in FFA, we used to go along like to door to door in the town and hand out smoke detectors if they didn't have them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, during one of those weeks, fire prevention week or whatever. I wonder if they still do something like that.
I don't know.
It was really cool.
That is not a bad idea.
Yeah,
because the thing is, they can be. They're not expensive, but they're not cheap either to like buy them for a whole house.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was really cool. We'd go by and if they needed one, we'd give them one. It was something that we had worked out with the fire department.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The story about I missed out on this over the weekend. I'm kind of catching up on it now, but there was that couple that was arrested after they tried to steal an ATM from a Valley Springs convenience store. The Wessels.
Some good work.
Tyson and Kelly Wessels. Like, he was getting chased on a high-speed chase through the country after that. And then she was, I'm reading the version of the story on Kellaland.com, and it made me laugh because as crews started closing in on Tyson in Lincoln County later that morning, they say Kelly was caught up in another cornfield and calling 911 for help.
Was this on Friday?
Yes.
Yes, I was actually reading about this most of the day because they were apparently allegedly in the area of where I live.
Oh.
And so I was like, ooh, what's going on? Apparently there's some shots fired and everything too.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. But she had a misdemeanor warrant for her arrest and her husband's out robbing places.
Well, apparently the
and
police
she calls 911.
No, it's dumb. The police chase apparently though went actually in Minnesota and Iowa and South Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, way to make it a jurisdictional nightmare.
Right?
Anyway, and the other thing that made me laugh is when they were doing the walk of shame.
Yeah.
You know, usually people kind of try to hide their face a little bit, but then these two just went all out. They were like twisting and turning and it just come on, you earned your walk of shame. Take your 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, when you do something stupid like that, you're gonna, you know,
and like you can see him turn around to the guard and go, do I have to walk through here? And he just like kind of points and is like, just get going. You earned it.
What a bunch of dummies.
Enjoy your time.
Call 911 when you already have. That's just wise.
Yeah, that'd be like me going to Vermilion and never mind. Got the news coming up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel at 622, up to 88 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My I hate you face must look very similar to my tell me more face. I'll have to work on that.
Is that the sarcastic Wonka?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm following the sarcastic Wonka on Twitter.
I like
that.
Oh,
it's your e-cards. Okay.
Yeah. I do like the condescending Wonka.
Condescending Wonka,
condescending,
yeah.
Willy or is it Wonka?
The condescending Wonka.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites, though.
He's my favorite follow on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is August 21st, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Hayden Panettiere, or however you say her name, is 23 today. Usain Bolt, he's fast, won the gold medal in the Olympics in a bunch of stuff, or a couple different things. He's 26 today. Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss are 31 today. You should know who Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss are.
Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss.
Yes.
Is it from Disney? Is
no,
it,
oh. They're the Winklevoss twins.
I don't know who they are.
They're the two guys who sued Mark Zuckerberg for allegedly stealing their idea to make Facebook.
I forgot their last names.
If you'd invented Facebook, you would have invented Facebook. Khalees is 33 today. Her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
They're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's
and she gave birth to Nas's baby and now makes $300,000 a year in child support.
Nice.
That's good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita, is 38 today. Remember, she shot her, adult husband's or adult boyfriend's wife? And
yes.
Went to prison and now she's actually a legitimate porn star.
Uh-oh.
Jim McMahon, one of my favorite football player ever, is 53 today. I got a little case of diarrhea of the mouth there. One of my favorite footballs ever. Okay. He's a player.
You might like footballs,
yeah.
I guess.
Let's see here. Kenny Rogers is 74 today. Plastic surgery victim.
Why is he not the reason why it's the greatest day?
You just wait. You'll understand.
Are you kidding me? The gambler.
You'll understand. Wilt Chamberlain was born on this day, 1936. Died in 1999. His probable cause of death, sexual exhaustion. He claimed to have slept with over 20,000 women. 1934, 1878, 134 years ago, hell on earth began when the American Bar Association was founded in Saratoga, New York. 1959, Hawaii was let in as the 50th state of the Union.
Oh, good.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known.
I don't
know. Because on this day in 2008, at 3:43 p.m., after 20 hours of labor and 10 days after she was supposed to come, my little girl Jacqueline May was born.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You better know when to hold
them. I wanted to hear some Kenny.
I know. And because I'm like a radio guy who records everything around me all the time.
Yes.
I forgot to grab the clip from my home computer of her crying when she was like 2 days old or 3 days old.
You didn't grab that?
No, I forgot. But then she started learning Spanish, and I asked her how old she was, and she would say...
Uno.
Cute.
And remember when we couldn't understand what the hell she was saying?
Yes.
Anami.
Yeah.
Anami.
And then her favorite TV show used to be none other than...
Wiggles.
Yes, the Wiggles. But now, that's not her favorite anymore, but there's another show she refuses to watch.
What are your favorite TV shows?
Just Laughs. But not SpongeBob.
Why not SpongeBob?
Because SpongeBob's a bad show, Dad.
It is? Why is it a bad show?
Because you don't watch it.
Oh.
That's because it's a bad show.
And because I'm a really juvenile father, I saved this one.
Balls.
Bye.
Balls.
Balls. Yep, you got two balls.
More balls.
More balls.
Daddy.
Daddy laughing.
Because I'm laughing in the background. And because I'm a really juvenile father, I edited this one. My little girl Jackie May is four today. And that's why today, August 21st is... Okay, now is it okay that I didn't use the gambler?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But you still could have played the gambler. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Mel.
It's one of my top 10 favorite songs of all time. It is, for real. I used to listen to this song when I was little, with the headphones cranked, and sing at the top of my lung.
Now, what's coming up in the dirt? I'll play this out into the break.
Rosie Donnell recovering at home after a heart attack. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
Okay.
Met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Yeah. It is Hot 104.7. Good morning, Andy and Mel. It is going to be a nice one today. A little warmer, 88 for a high. It is 51 right now. So, why do college kids drink so much?
I don't know.
Do you
know.
Have any idea?
I don't know, because they want to rebel.
No.
Maybe.
No. And the binge drinking, it can definitely be a problem. Mm-hmm. For the colleges, without a doubt. But those who down, and by binge drinking, they consider that four or more drinks in a sitting. The reason they do that, according to new research, is because they're happier.
So they need a depressant?
Well, not necessarily a depressant,
I guess. Well, because alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah, it is. But
so why, if they're happier, why are they...
It improves their social status, because everybody's doing it.
Okay.
And like a lot of the, and there was 1,600 students that were surveyed. Now, I don't know if this was all at one college or if it was at multiple colleges around the country.
Yeah.
In different areas. I know when I drank in college, it was because there was nothing else to do the winter in South Dakota.
Well, that's true. And you know, there is like limited options a lot of times for those younger college students, the under 21 college students.
Yeah.
There's limited options for them to do.
For what you have to do, yeah. But I just found that fascinating that it was like, oh, why do they do it? Oh, because it's, it makes you happy. Well, yeah.
I guess.
Some of the time, not so much.
No.
But, okay, whatever.
Especially when you drink Southern Comfort and it makes you cry.
I love that you have specific side effects for every alcoholic beverage there is. Southern Comfort makes you cry.
Yep.
Vodka makes you pet people.
Mm-hmm.
What does beer make you do?
Well, the only beer I like is Bud Light Lime, and I'm pretty much fine in Bud Light Lime.
Okay.
I don't do anything too crazy. I get a little louder than normal, but that's most alcohol in general, with most people in general. Wine, I'm good. I don't like whiskey.
No.
So I don't really drink that. So I don't know what the side effect would be.
Okay.
But those two are the major side effects.
How about milk?
No, we're good. Make good it does the body milk. Good.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Anyway. We have got tickets to Hinder to give away.
Yeah.
And you know what the key to a happy marriage is?
Listen to your wife.
No.
Listen to your wife. Take out the garbage.
No.
Do the dishes.
An affair with lots of sex.
Excuse me?
That's the key, and I'll explain it next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com. Going to top out at 88 today. Nice and sunny. 51 right now. So about half of us Americans have Googled ourselves in the last 24 hours.
I have not.
Well, half of Americans Google their name daily.
What?
Yeah, in a new study, 46% of people said they'd Googled themselves in the last 24 hours, and another 27% had Googled themselves within the last past month.
I think I did when we had a story about this not long ago. Yeah,
5% have never searched their name.
Hmm.
I have, but my name's so common. I think we talk about this just like on Wednesday?
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't that long ago. Yeah. We had the story regarding Googling your name.
Because like I search my name and I find a whole bunch of stuff. Like the first thing that shows up is Favia Wines. And I've lived in the Napa Valley since 1994.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
Oh, so nice.
Yes, my favorite wine is Coors Light 2009.
What I think is funny is the first thing, because we just had this, because we just talked about this. My first thing that comes up is LinkedIn, which I don't even use. And then it's my MySpace page.
Yeah, the other one that comes up, at least for images, is like, you can see football highlights of me.
Oh, really?
Apparently, I live in Austin, Texas. I go to Lake Travis High School. I'm 5'10", 175 pounds. I can bench press 240 and squat 400.
Nice.
Well, I can do better than that. I do the shuttle drill in 3.99 seconds, and I have a 3.0 GPA.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
My first picture is me holding my Guinness World Record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your real name isn't super common.
No. So mine
are actually
pictures.
Yeah. So a sociologist by the name of Catherine Hackham says she's figured out the two keys to ultimate happiness. They are a long marriage and lots of sex, just not with the same person.
What?
Yeah. Hakim says she's found the idea of marrying someone and only having sex with them has become an antiquated concept in the internet age, and that sex is now a leisure activity.
Oh.
Yep, just a leisure activity. It's like going to the gym.
What?
Well, it can be a workout, I guess.
Well, yeah, but not a leisure activity.
Yeah.
When you're married.
Almost half of men and one-third of women in Finland have parallel relationships. That's like where they have, you know, the friend with benefits and the spouse. Wow. A parallel relationship.
Wow.
That is such a weird term.
Why is that not an option on Facebook?
I don't know.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Parallel.
Because it isn't official unless it's Facebook official.
Duh.
Everything that's happening in the world, got it for you. Coming up next, hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.